The Special Operations Unit of the Presidency has impounded more than 560 drums of alcohol from Top Industries, a Free Zones company, for failing to declare the product. The goods have a face value of 93,000 Ghana cedis. According to Dr. Clement Apak, who led the task force to the warehouse at the South Industrial Area of Accra, Top Industries took advantage of its Free Zone status, imported alcohol and later sold it to Excellence Industries Company Limited. He said by this action, management of Top Industries are in serious breach of the law and should be held accountable.
Well, much more recently, we became aware that some companies which had the status to function within the Free Zones enclave were abusing the right accorded them by the Free Zones board. So as a result of that, some investigations were conducted and it was uncovered that the said company had imported and sold alcohol to another company.
How many drums of alcohol were impounded by the task force?
Top Industries itself is a company that is engaged in a lot of other activities. And so the only fault that we find against this conduct has to do with the fact that 660 grams of alcohol were imported. We find that at least 560 of them had been sold to another company, which is clearly outside of what Top Industries is supposed to be doing. Work is still ongoing because even the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority are taking samples of the alcohol for analysis, because we cannot even be too sure of the value in terms of even the market value and the duty until that report comes back. So this is only the first phase. The CID continues to do its work, and we are working collaboratively with Customs, with the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, and other state institutions to make sure that those who come to Ghana to do business do legitimate business and to do the business for which they have been granted various licenses. And if they veer outside of that, quite clearly the state has what it takes to hold them accountable, and this should be a wake-up call.
According to the Free Zones Act, doesn't it have the right to cede 30% of its goods to the local market? So if they say that, well, the 560 grams of alcohol we brought in was the 30% of the goods we had to cede to the market, what would you have to say about that?
Well, these are details that would come out. The executive director as well as the manager have since made statements to the CID. So if they have any grounds to seek redress, to explain and to justify what they have done within the context of the law, as a law-abiding government which respects the rule of law, that is something that cannot be dismissed. But as of now, the information available to government so far does not indicate what you have stated.
Leader of the Presidential Task Force, Dr. Clement Apak.